On the evening of April 20th, 1920, at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, two eminent astronomers participated in a great debate that attempted to resolve the question of just how big is our Milky Way, and in turn, just how big is our universe. I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. The question centered on how far away so-called spiral nebulae are from us. By the turn of the 20th century, astronomers had found many nebulous blobs of light. Were these faint, fuzzy patches of light relatively small clusters of stars located within our own Milky Way? Or were they large, exceedingly distant island universes, a name that the 18th century philosopher Immanuel Kant invented to refer to the possible existence of external galaxies like our Milky Way? At the time, the idea of other galaxies just like our own was a controversial notion. It would be a few years after the Great Debate when the great American astronomer Edwin Hubble finally resolved this question once and for all, using a new kind of variable star discovered by Henrietta Leavitt and a large telescope atop Mount Wilson in California. He was able to measure distances to these stars accurately and showed that these spiral nebulae were beyond the Milky Way. These island universes are indeed external galaxies like our own. For much of our existence, our ancestors thought that the Earth was the center of it all. It wasn't until the Copernican Revolution of the 16th century that we finally abandoned that idea and realized our planet orbits the sun. 100 years ago, many astronomers thought that our own galaxy was the only one there is. The scientific discoveries of the 1920s reminded us yet again that we occupy no special place, no privileged vantage point to view the cosmos. Today we think we live in a universe littered with galaxies. Estimates suggest as many as 10 trillion galaxies. But is there only one universe? At the dawn of the 21st century, our ideas of the cosmos now lead us to think that our universe may not be the only one. In the 100 years since that great debate, we now realize that the cosmos is incredibly different, mysterious, and exciting than even those astronomers could have ever imagined. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center. Learn more at morehedstate.edu/startheater.